Good afternoon. We'd like to see the title of Sabbath breaking in Luke chapter 6 verses 1 through 11. Today we'd like to see about the Sabbath's two events, two incidents. Number one, Jesus' disciples placate the wheat on Sabbath day. Number two, withered man was healed by Jesus on Sabbath day. Two incidents. Now it happens on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the grain fields. I don't know what is the first Sabbath, because Luke told us second Sabbath after the first. Although we don't know the first Sabbath day, but right here, the second Sabbath after the first, which means after 7 days, another Sabbath day came. Jesus went through the grain fields, or Jesus went through the wheat fields on harvest season with Jesus' disciples. And his disciples, or Jesus' disciples, plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. So Jesus' disciples took off the head of wheat grain and ate them. So Jesus Christ's disciples ripped the wheat and threshed the wheat and winnowed the wheat and prepared a lot of wheat or food. So 4 eggs were there. Although Luke said his disciples plucked, rubbing, and ate, 3 words were showed up. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" So Pharisee accused Jesus' disciples as well as Jesus. They violated Sabbath law in the Old Testament. Let's see, Exodus chapter 20, verse 10 said, "But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, or the rest of the Lord your God. In it you shall do not work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your name, male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates." So God commanded to Israelites, you shall not work on Sabbath day. So therefore, Pharisees interpreted Jesus' disciples plucking the grains and rubbing the grains and eating the grains as they worked on the Sabbath. So Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples based upon their own interpretations, which is Jesus' disciples plucking is work on Sabbath day. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 25, said, when you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the heads with your hand, but you shall not use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain. So God gave a merciful law. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck, you may. God allowed to pluck the heads with your hand, as Jesus' disciples did so exactly. So therefore, Jesus' disciples did not violate Sabbath law because God allowed people to pluck the standing grain's heads with or hands, not a sickle or a knife or anything else, any mechanic instruments. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 19-21. When you reap your harvest in your field, so at that time with your harvest in your field, and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be for the strange, the fatherless, and the widow. Basically, the hungry people, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive trees, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not clean it afterward. It shall be for the strange, the fatherless, and the widows. Basically, God, commanded to Israelites, when you finish your harvest there, although you left, some grain like wheat, or olive, or grape, something, you shouldn't go back to reap all of them, but you leave those fruits are there, because the strange, the fatherless, and the widow, or the hungry people might take the fruit. So God allowed them certain merciful law. But Jesus answering them said, have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he went into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and also gave some to those with him, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Basically, Jesus answered to Pharisees, my disciples did not violate God's word, basically. So I want to give you one example. The First Samuel chapter 21, David was pursued by Saul, the king, who tried to kill David. So David came to north to Ahimelech, the priest, because of his hunger, as well as his man's hunger. So he entered into the house of God, and he asked to the priest, give me food, because we are hungry. So at that moment, Ahimelech said, I don't have any bread except show bread, 5 loaves of bread in my hands, in the house of the Lord. So today I should change new worm, 5 loaves of bread put on shortbread in the holy house. So the priest gave the 5 loaves of bread to David, and the priest changed the new worm, 5 loaves of bread, you know, on shortbread. This one, Jesus indicated the hunger or the necessity for survival will override God's rule, God's prohibition. Only priest may enter into the house of Lord. Number 2, only priest may eat the shortbread. But David is not the priest, but David in urgency and hunger situation. So David and David's men may took shortbread forbidden by any other people to eat rather than the priest. So some kind of exceptional rule, you know, for necessity. So we can see, you know, the Bible, Jesus said, you know, the man cannot bread alone, but every word from God. He has said, you know, that every man needs bread, you know. Jesus doesn't say every man cannot live on bread, but on every word from God, you know, rather than every man cannot live on bread alone, not only on bread, but every word from God. So the minimal requirement of bread to survive and to live in God's way. So if we have no bread at all, we will die, you know, someday. So basically, necessity can excuse God's prohibitory rule not to allow non-priest people to eat shortbread. So that kind of stuff. Also, Jesus said to Pharisees, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Lord, which means master. The Son of Man, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, he made Sabbath. So Jesus said, I made the Sabbath. So therefore, I have the authority to override the Sabbath interpretations. So when, you know, God created the earth and the heaven, the God, you know, really Elohim. Elohim means three or more people, plural form. So therefore, when the world and heaven was created, the Son of God, God the Father, and the Spirit of God were there, right? Yeah. So basically, Jesus said, I, you know, as the Son of Man created the Sabbath, so I have authority to interpret the Sabbath law. Also, second instance, now it happens on another Sabbath also that he entered the synagogue and taught. So Jesus Christ entered into the synagogue and taught the word of God on Sabbath day. So Sabbath is actually from Friday sunset, you know, throughout the Saturday sunset. That's Sabbath day according to the Old Testament. So Jesus Christ entered the synagogue over Capernaum, the Peter's town, Capernaum synagogue, and taught the word of God. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. So one man, right hand, was blighted or withered. So right here, the Luke, the physician, points out right hand, unlike other Gospels. Other Gospels didn't mention right hand or left hand. But Luke, the physician, pointed out right hand. So right hand withered person was there where Jesus Christ taught the Bible. So the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely. So scribes and Pharisees watched Jesus Christ closely. Why? They got jealousy against Jesus Christ. They knew that Jesus Christ was interested in wicked person, like a ill person or poor person, or a fatherless person, or widow. They knew Jesus Christ's interest. So they watched Jesus Christ closely whether or not Jesus would heal on the Sabbath day. So whether or not Jesus would heal on Sabbath day. So they interpreted Jesus' healing as Jesus' work on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. So that's irony. Pharisees and scribes had a jealousy against the Lord Jesus Christ, and so they studied the scripture very hard, as well as they tried to kill Jesus on cross, which is the murder act against God's word. But he knew Jesus Christ knew their heart, their mind, and said to the man who had the withered hand. But Jesus knew Pharisees and scribes the thought and mind. So Jesus called the withered man, "Arise and stand here." So Jesus commanded to withered man, "Arise and stand here before the congregation members." Or publicly, Jesus called the withered man, "Arise and stand here." Jesus commanded to him. Right here, Jesus did not ask a withered man secretly or privately rather than publicly, because Jesus probably admonished or teach the people to know Jesus as the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Arise and stand here. And he arose. The ill person arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. And arose and stood. I will ask you one thing. So then the ill person arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, which mean Pharisees and scribes, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? So Jesus asked Pharisees and scribes, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? Otherwise, to work good or to work evil, to save life or to destroy. So, which means I have the capacity to heal the withered person even on Sabbath day. So, I have a chance to cure him, and I should do good to cure him, to live a normal life. So otherwise, I do evil, not healing him. And when he had looked around at them all, then Jesus looked around at them, and publicly he said to the man, he said to withered man, or blighted man, stretch out your hand. So Jesus commanded to ill man, stretch out your hand. At this point, you know, in our case, the Lord asked you something, we might try to make a lot of excuses not to follow Jesus' commandment because I got, you know, withered, you know, blighted for a long time. You know, I went to hospital. I prayed for a long time, you know, with the pastor hours, but my hand is still, you know, withered. So how come you ask me stretch out your hand? If I can stretch out my hand, you know, I will do so. But it is almost impossible. So we could make a lot of excuses not to follow Jesus' commandment. But right here, the withered man, he did so. He immediately obeyed the law. Very important. That's a faith. So whenever you read the Bible, the Word of God in the Bible, so in the Holy Spirit, so Holy Spirit gave a particular Word of God into our heart. So you should believe in the Word of God. You should obey the Word. So, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. So his hand was normal, was healthy immediately. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. So the Pharisees and scribes were filled with rage or madness. They got angry and they discussed with one another how to kill Jesus Christ. So they try to get, you know, plot, you know, to kill Jesus Christ. Finally, the Pharisees, scribes, and religious leaders accused Jesus and his disciples of Sabbath breaking based upon their own interpretations or religious system or habits. They thought their interpretation are perfect. They could not accept Jesus because Jesus' new wine and new sect interpretation was not into their man-made interpretations. Do not put Jesus as the master of the Sabbath into a man-made box, but just follow the direction of the Holy Spirit in His way spoken among various ways. God, who at various times or many times and in various ways, many ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your message, Sabbath breaking. We, God, confirmed that you are the master of the Sabbath. You created the world and the heaven. So you can override our interpretation, our thought. You are master of us. Oh Lord, we want to follow your way, your thought, your interpretation. Lord, bless each of them for your kingdom and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.